Hello, everybody. This is Paul Neeson with Torah Life Ministries. I'm a local ministry here in South Florida. Thank you for tuning into the program. We have a fellowship that meets every Saturday in Lake Worth, and I appreciate everybody taking the time to listen today. Today, I want to talk about some events that are happening and coming up that many churches are opening up their doors to invite many people in who either it's their only time of year stepping into church other than maybe Easter time. Or people that have never stepped into the church, this is the one time they're going. Yes, the holiday or the day of Christmas is coming upon us. And I wanted to talk a little bit today just about the gospel and the true gospel of Messiah. And, you know, during Easter time and during Christmas time, a lot of people get excited for what has become now today a Hallmark holiday. And I'm not even speaking against that in this message, because the consumerism inside of this is just a normal business way. It's not right. We should never mix the business of the gospel and make a business out of it. You know, if you're doing it from a ministry standpoint, that's a whole different story. And it's not about money, folks. It's about business versus ministry. That's what it's about. And it also comes down to traditions of man versus the design of our Creator. So design versus tradition of what we're going to follow. And many people are deceived out there because they just don't understand the scripture and what it has to say. So they're deceived by things that aren't even in the Bible. So if I was to ask somebody, when do you believe Yeshua, the one they call Jesus, was born? 95% of the Christians out there would say December 25th. And that is absolutely not true. Now, the Bible in general does not focus on birthdays. Birthdays, I think, in the Bible is mentioned only two or three times. And each time it was it wasn't a good event. It was around some mortar getting killed or something like this. And we're never told in the scripture to celebrate birthdays or to follow birthdays. But, of course, the birthday of Messiah, the day the Messiah was born, is a significant day. Because that changed everything, and it changes everything. But not to focus on each individual birthday, but the birthday of Messiah and when he was born and what we should be doing and how we should be acknowledging it, celebrating it, whatever words we want to use. I could tell you it's the way the Bible sets a principle of how we are to live our lives as believers goes completely against the traditional consumption way of the media and the world today in terms of the business approach they've taken and the opportunity they see to make money. You see, it's no longer become an opportunity for many people to acknowledge or learn about the Messiah and the gospel, but it's become an opportunity for people to make money off of something. And that's just wrong. It's just wrong. So we have to be well-studied and well-knowledge. In Hosea 4:6 in the Bible, it says, my people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. And the people that I'm talking about are people that are so-called believers. My people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. And the verse goes on, and it's not worldly knowledge we're talking about, because we all have some form of worldly knowledge. But they're talking about my people destroyed for lack of knowledge of my word. Lack of knowledge of the Bible. The scripture goes on to say, because you have forgotten me, or because you have forgotten my instructions or my will for you, I will also forget your children. And this is very powerful. There's many things that are happening out there in the world today. Many people are suffering with diseases and other things. And the children are suffering. And the world will say, well, that's just a generational curse, or that just runs in a family. So, well, cancer runs in a family. Well, lung disease runs in a family, or obesity runs in a family. Listen, folks, obesity doesn't run in a family. Overeating runs in a family. You understand? You know, if you do something, you know, and your children do what you taught them to do, that's what runs in a family. And I am telling people, disobedience is running in a family, and people are suffering from a spiritual disease. It says in the Bible in Exodus 15:26, if you will diligently follow my guidelines and instructions and do not follow the ways of the Egyptians and keep all my statutes and commands, I will not put the same disease upon you that I put upon them. So it's a clear warning not to follow their ways and to follow our Creator. And when the children of Israel went into the promised land, they were told again to find every unclean thing and to separate and divide yourself from those unclean things. Do not mimic their ways and do not mingle the seed with them. Do not partake in things with them and their customs and their cultures, and do not mingle the seed. It says, as a matter of fact, to destroy them completely. And it goes on to say, if you do that, you will be blessed abundantly. But if you do not, not only will you suffer the same diseases, I will put new diseases upon you that you never even heard of before. Folks, we live in a time today where we have more medical technology than ever before in the history of man. We have more equipment, we have more tools to study the topic of disease than ever before. And at the same time, we have more people suffering from disease than ever before. We have new diseases being named every single day. And what is it, folks? What it is at the same time, we have more people disobeying our Creator's guidelines and instructions now than ever before in the history of man, even during the time of Noah. Because there are more people now. So there's more people being disobedient now. And the scriptures are clear. There are consequences for this. There's blessings and curses. And as I say this, and we bring up the topic of December 25th, the day many people will celebrate the birth of Messiah, when it's not even his true birthday, and people don't even question is, well, why are we celebrating this day on December 25th? And if it's not his birthday, well, whose birthday is it? And where did we ever come up with December 25th? Is there a pagan connection to this, or was it just a number somebody picked out of a hat? And I'm telling you, if you study this topic, go to YouTube and just type in, is Christmas pagan? And you will see a ton of information on the truth about this date, December 26th. You will see a ton of information about the Christ Mass and where it started and how it was intertwined with pagan customs and practices and whose birthday it really was and the evilness of things like Santa Claus that we're teaching our children and mistletoes and all these traditions that we follow and spend our hard-earned money for each year to buy our children presents and put them under a tree, which we're commanded to in the book of Jeremiah, not even to have in our house. It's just disobedience after disobedience and evil after evil following evil. And somebody might say, what is the harm of celebrating the birth of our wonderful Messiah? Well, that's not where the issue is. The issue is mingling the seed, not following scripture, and being disobedient while you're doing it. The Bible is clear. It's a book of opposites. You have good versus evil, blessings versus curses, and life versus death. And you can't have both of these things in your life at the same time, folks. And when you are obedient to our Creator's guidelines and instructions, you are going to have certain blessings that are in your life, and you might not see them with your human eyes, but with your spiritual eyes, you're going to know you are a blessed person. And on the opposite side of that, you will have curses upon you if you continue to make a practice of living in sin. And some Christians say, well, I don't live in sin. Well, if you look up what the definition of sin is, in 1 John 3:4, it says sin is transgression of the law. A better translation would be sin is transgression of the Torah. The Torah is not a Jewish word. The Torah is a Bible word. Torah means the guidelines and instructions of our Creator, the commandments. So sin is transgression of the commandments. Now, most Christians don't even know what the Ten Commandments are. And there are more than 10, by the way, but let's say for 10. And most aren't following them. See, here's the problem. The last part of the Ten Commandments, people will follow, you know, about taking care of your mother and father and you know, do not do this to other people. No problem. But the first commandments to our Creator, those are the ones people break and people are being taught to break. And when we think about making other idols and taking our Creator's name in vain, and also the fourth commandment, keeping the Sabbath holy, and then we start seeing the same people that changed the Christmas day or made the Christmas celebration December 25th are the same people that killed people for following the Sabbath that our Creator says is on Saturday. And people just don't have the knowledge. So they're being destroyed because they continue to just go by what people say and not simply look up the history of these things. Now, I know many Christians that'll say to me, they don't keep Halloween. They don't celebrate Halloween. It's an evil day. And I'm very pleased to know that that Christians understand this. Now, there's a whole other side of it that Christians will partake in this Halloween festival and just change the name and call it a fall festival, which is still a Halloween festival. But those of you that know it's not a good day to celebrate and we shouldn't be keeping it. And yes, the history on the internet is true about Halloween. So, but then they go ahead and they celebrate Christmas and Easter, which is just as bad, if not even worse. And they don't question that because they have been brainwashed and deceived to believe that there's no connection to anything to do evil with the birth of our Messiah. You know, so first of all, you got the wrong date. December 25th is not when he was born. If you know the Bible, you understand the biblical feast days. You understand when Mary went to Elizabeth. Elizabeth was already 6 months pregnant. And John the Baptist was born around Easter time, which is in April, which is actually the Passover. And everything lines up completely with our Creator's calendar and the feast days. So you have the set appointed times of Passover, which is a spring feast when John the Baptist was born. And that was 6 months before Yeshua, the one you call Jesus, was born. 6 months from the spring feast of Passover, forward 6 months, you have the fall feast of the Feast of Tabernacles, also known as Sukkot, when Yeshua, our Messiah, was truly born sometime in September. This is why when they went to Jerusalem, there wasn't no room for him because there were so many people there because the people are commanded to go up to Jerusalem during these feast times. And he was born in a Sukkot because that was all that was available. And there weren't three wise men that came to him when he was born a little baby and said, oh, look, no. Folks, we're being told about things that just aren't in Scripture, and that's the problem. So you all have a choice. The Bible says, today I bring before you life and death. Choose life so you may live. And during the Scriptures when this choice was given, it said the people answered not a word. And that's the choice people have now. And even worse than not even answering, people are defending their pagan lifestyle. What's so wrong with having a tree in the house and putting presents under the tree and acknowledging the birth of our wonderful Messiah, Yeshua, the one they call Jesus? What's so wrong with standing in front of a building in freezing weather and watching a ball drop so a calendar that's not even biblically based can change your date? Folks, what's wrong with it is it's pure disobedience to the Scripture. Now, many people's eyes have not yet been opened by Messiah, and I'm not saying to anyone here that I'm trying to open your eyes. What I pray is that your eyes are open to see things that you've never seen before in the Scripture. I have met a wonderful amount of people whose eyes have been opened, and they've read the same Scriptures over and over again, but they couldn't see it. So I want to just give you some homework and just go to your YouTube tonight or today or whenever you get a chance and look up, is Christmas pagan or is it in the Bible? What does the Bible say about birthdays? Or when was the Messiah, Yeshua, the one they call Jesus, truly born? And when you start getting your answers, just don't get upset because you've been lied to. And don't get mad because somebody's trying to take away your Christmas. No, I'm not the Grinch that stole Christmas, folks. I'm trying to let you know that there's so much more. Our Creator says His Word offers us a more excellent way. The way that's being done now, the way that the church is just teaching people to be disobedient to the commandments, and I'm not saying they're doing it all on purpose. Many of them are truly deceived, but they do have a good heart. But the bottom line is, there's blessings attached to obedience, and there's curses attached to disobedience, and the church is becoming more disobedient each year, celebrating days. You know, they give more attention to Black Friday than they do to the Passover, and more attention to the St. Patrick days, which is just an excuse to go out and drink and get drunk. And then they go out on Christmas and Easter, which are pagan traditions. And now they partake in Halloween and the Feast of Tabernacles, the true birthday of my Messiah, they don't even keep or understand. And as this is happening, folks, look around your churches. Listen to the prayers for healing of diseases. Listen to the prayers to help people have money to buy food. The curses are all around people. They are not being obedient. They're missing out on the blessings. We're not supposed to be obedient to get blessings. We're supposed to be obedient because our Creator said be obedient. Somebody will say, well, that's legalism. No, folks. You know, it's called righteousness, not legalism, to follow the words of our Creator. And when we mess up, when we make a mistake, His grace is there. His grace is not an excuse for us to live in sin and disobedience. His grace is something that He gives us when He sees us trying and struggle with something and He has patience with us. And we have mercy, and that'll be there. But if you're making a practice of living in sin, if you're making a practice of doing these things, that's another story. James 4:17 says, to know good and not do it to him it is sin. To know good and not do it to him it is sin. So many of the things that I'm telling you here or you're hearing right now, you might not have never heard before. But now you're hearing them. What are you going to do? Are you going to turn this program off and ignore you've ever heard this? Or are you going to go and look it up and see if anything I'm saying is true? If anything I'm saying might be true, are you going to keep partaking in these practices and these customs? Now, if you're getting ready to celebrate this day of December 25th, if you're getting ready to partake in these practices of cutting down a tree and bringing it in a house and decorating it, like it says in Jeremiah, not to do. If you're doing that, I'm not expecting you or desiring or changing or trying to convince you that you should stop do that this year. But I am asking you to really pray about it and pray to our Creator and just ask Him, is this right, what you're doing? What would He like you to do with it? Ask Him to lead you to a word in the Scripture that talks about being obedient. Ask Him to show you the evilness and the things that can happen on a day like this day and how it's connected to everything we do. You know, it's such an amazing thing that a Creator opens up our eyes when we really ask Him. And ask yourself. You know, I'm not saying while you're going to the store or at the baseball game to just ask Him and say a quick prayer. I'm saying seriously, folks. Get down on your hands and knees tonight and close your lights and separate yourself, shut your cell phones, and ask Him. If you can watch a movie or a baseball game for 2 hours, but you can only pray for 2 minutes, something is wrong. Your priorities are wrong. And if you're not hearing from Him, wonder why. You know every character of a baseball team or a football team, but you don't know the characters of the Bible. Wonder why He's not speaking to you. Wonder why your eyes are not being open to this thing. If we only had the same desire we had for our Bible as we have for Sunday football, maybe this would be different. If we understood what our Creator wanted us to do and when He wanted us to rest. You know, you got people going, don't tell me it's a discipline issue, because you have people going in the middle of the winter to a college football game on the Sabbath with no shirt on and painting stuff on their body. And you tell me that they have no discipline in a nice, warm, quiet house to pick up a Bible and read it? No, folks, we've been brought up and deceived in this culture today, which we need to break the curse. We need to change what we're doing. And it starts with a history lesson of knowing what the truth is about certain things. So my people will not be destroyed for lack of knowledge. That's what the Bible talks about. It's a great book when Yeshua our Messiah died for us so we could have another chance at living, another chance at life. He left us with His guidelines and instructions of how He would like us to live our life. Hallelujah. Do you know what hallelujah means? That means praise our wonderful Creator. That He would give us a book to show us how to live. A book from our wonderful Creator. If somebody said to you, you know, if there's one person in all of history since the beginning of time that our Creator would bring back to life for one day, To speak to you, or you could speak to, I would pray and hope that every person that calls himself a believer or a Christian would say they would want that person to be Yeshua, our wonderful Messiah. Now, so if that could happen, well, what's second best? Well, He left a book. He is coming back. But until He does, He left a book. answering every single question we could have, and how we could live, and what days we should be partaking in these celebrations, and what days we shouldn't be partaking in them, and what to do and what not to do. He left us this book, and people aren't reading it. That's like our Messiah coming back for one day only to answer all our questions, and he's holding a meeting down the block, and instead you're going to stay home and watch a football game. That's what it's like. Folks, we have this opportunity. He's here now, and it says he's coming back. And he says when he comes back, many are going to say, we called on you, and he's going to say, get away from me. I did not know you, because your fruit, what you did or what you didn't do, did not match up with my word. And I gave you grace and mercy and the patience I had with you, but still, look what happened. It's not about the past. It's about right now, what you're going to do in the future forward, folks. If you've gotten baptized and cleansed yourself, and his blood cleansed you free, well, start living it. We look at when the children went into the Canaan and they destroyed all those people. Somebody that doesn't know the Bible say, oh, I find it's crazy and sad and mean that somebody would just go in there and kill all those people out of their land. They didn't just kill them. It was many, many years prior to that Abraham was there. And it was announced, and every single one knew that the Israelites were coming to proclaim their promised land that was promised to Abraham. And only one repented, Rahab, and she was spared. But all those other people that knew, they didn't prepare and they didn't change their hearts. They didn't repent. What they did was they went on there the same way, doing their same old pagan practices, offending our Creator. And they got the consequences that they brought upon themselves. And the scriptures give many examples of that happening. So you now driving or listening to this message, wherever you are, whatever you consider yourself, whatever denomination or church you're going to, you know, read the Bible. Read it. Make a promise to yourself that not only are you going to read it this coming year and you're going to start now, but you're going to be disciplined in reading it. And, you know, the time you're taking to watch TV, or the time you're taking to fulfill your hobbies and everything else, you're going to make reading the Bible and praying your most important hobby. And you're going to ask our Creator every single day, come to him in repentance, and a desire for him to open your eyes to see things that you never saw before. And then we're going to say goodbye to all those struggles that we've been having this past year and this past life. And yes, new struggles will come up, but we'll feel great and have a joy in our heart, because we know that our Creator is in our corner and he is helping us, because now he's speaking to us. And now we hear him. The Bible says repentance brings refreshing. Repentance brings refreshing. It doesn't come from alcohol. It doesn't come from drugs. It doesn't come from smoking cigarettes. And it doesn't come from TV shows. No, repentance brings refreshing. And I'm calling you, all of you, to read and repent this coming year. This coming year, read and repent and get right with our Creator's words if you want him to be right with you. So this is something we all need to do, as Solomon said, that is the duty of every person, to follow the commandments of our wonderful Creator. And yes, many of us have been deceived. Yes, the enemy is at work, prowling like a, you know, just trying to tear us down. But that's all right. We got Messiah in our corner. You know, and Yeshua wants us. He says, my yoke is easy. It's not difficult. It's just when you get away from all the other garbage out there from the world and the church and everything else. Now, fellowship is wonderful if you're fellowshipping with people that are obedient. But if you're fellowshipping with people that are disobedient, if you're listening to a pastor or an evangelist who's disobedient, guess what? It says you're either like the people you hang out with or they're like you. So you have a choice. You have a choice. And the more people you hang around with, that's why the Bible says, do not dine with drunkards or feast with gluttons. And it also, you know, it says in Psalms 1, the blessed is the man that hangs around with righteous people. He does not stand in the counsel of the wicked. To hang out and spend your time with righteous people is what we need to do. Find a local fellowship where there are righteous people that are desiring to learn more and to find and feel the more excellent way that our Creator has for us. And our responsibility to go out there and preach and share the gospel with every creature. to go out there and live in a way that without even saying a word, you're sharing the gospel. To go out there and stop singing secular songs, start singing songs of the Bible, songs that talk about the Bible. It says in 1 Chronicles 16:23, sing to Yahweh, all the earth. Proclaim the news from day to day of his salvation. And that is Yeshua. Yeshua, a wonderful Messiah, the one they call Jesus. Sing that every day. When is the last time you told somebody Yeshua died for them? You see, we have no problem going up to a stranger on the street and asking them for directions of how to get somewhere. But we feel embarrassed to go up to a stranger and tell them Yeshua died for them. That is the problem right there. We need to let people know. And we need to let ourselves know. So I'm calling you to pray more, to repent, and to start living according to the way the Bible tells us and shows us how we should be living as believers in Messiah. If you're in the South Florida area, in Lake Worth, every Sabbath, Saturday at 3 o'clock, we have a local fellowship. And if you're not here in South Florida, wherever you're hearing this message, every Friday night over the internet on my YouTube channel or my website, and the website is TorahLifeMinistries.org, and that's www.torahlifeministries.org. You can go on there or go to my YouTube channel, which is Health Watchman, and there's a bunch of videos on both of those places. But every Friday night at 10 p.m. Eastern Time, we have fellowship with brothers and sisters from all over the world that are desiring to learn more and be more obedient. And all you have to do is just get on the YouTube channel or on the website and click on the link and just sit back and enjoy. And you can type your questions live right there. You can even get on live. It's done via Google Hangouts. So if you want some fellowship, if you don't have fellowship, if you want more fellowship, Friday nights at 10 p.m., and I just want to tell everybody, I'm praying that people's eyes are opened, and even myself, I'm praying that my eyes continue to be open to things I haven't seen before in the scripture. I thank you for listening today, and I will be back with a new message next week, but you could hear every previous message I've done on many various topics to do with our Creator's word and obedience, and the joy and the blessings that go along with it on my website, TorahLifeMinistries.org. Until then, everybody, be safe out there and have a blessed day and enjoy all the blessings that come along with that. Shalom, shalom.